WTOB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Hello, Bride. WATB.TV is proud to announce our very first show coming up November 7th at 7 p.m. It's called Toss, the Original State Show. It's a show about weight loss. It's bringing to the conversation to the table that the bride has an epidemic of being overweight. We are not ready for the harvest. We need to get our bodies under self-control and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring in the harvest. Amen. This show will have a panel of three women ministers, Dr. June Knight from We Are the Bride Ministries, Chaplain Yolanda Walker from Trifold Ministries, and Prophetess Teresa Nichols from Three Sheep Ministries. These panels will feature guest ministers to talk about the various topics of what we're facing as the bride, especially ministers. This show is geared towards ministry leaders and how we need to get in shape for the harvest. So this show will feature preaching, prayer, and professional interviews from doctors, personal trainers, and therapists about weight loss for the Bride of Christ. We need to get our temple in order because the King is coming. Get in shape for the harvest and get our bodies under self-control and discipline. Amen, Bride. Listen, we can do this. We can do this. So get ready, Army. The harvest is coming. Amen. Before time began, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny book. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our bodies to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause those to be less efficient in the kingdom. Toss, the original state show, challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. The Toss Show will premiere on WATB.TV on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Tune in once again on WATB.TV. Hello, Bride. Good evening. Guess what? Tonight is the election. What a day we are having today. Our nation is in a cataclysmic state today, waiting to see what the nation is going to do. Hallelujah. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, which is just south of Nashville. Today, we are featuring a prophet from Detroit, Michigan. Give it up for Prophet Joseph Waller. Yay! How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I pray your day is great also on this day. It's such a beautiful day.
Yes, sir. We are so honored to have you tonight. We know that God has given you a word for the moment, for the bride. We are so excited to hear it. So, Bride, let's get to know him a little bit. I'm going to read a little bit of his bio before we find out from him who is this man. Okay, Prophet Joseph Waller has been preaching for nearly 25 years. born in the city of Los Angeles, California. After 7 years of living there, he and his mother moved to Cleveland, Ohio. It was there he accepted the call to salvation and to minister while a member at Second Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Charles D. Gant is pastor. Then, in 1991, the Lord spoke to him and said, "I have called you to be a prophet." It has been since that time this man of God has been anointed to challenge and empower the people of God to walk in the present truth. After residing in Cleveland for 20 years, the Lord moved Prophet Waller to the city of Detroit, Michigan. He is a member of Detroit World Outreach Church, where Bishop Ben Gilbert is senior pastor. He travels much throughout the United States, declaring the word of the Lord through the written and prophetic word. He is also a published author of two books, Launching Out into the Deep and My Destiny is Now. Prophet Waller's motto is, "When you devalue the written word, you will never have the ability to walk into the prophetic word God has spoken concerning your life." Yes, sir, we are so excited to have you on here today. Thank you so much.
Yes, amen.
Well, let me ask you, sir, now how long have you been in Detroit?
Now it's been 12 years.
12 years. What did they ever do with that Baphomet statue they was trying to erect there?
I don't know too much about that. They had the service. And actually, when that happened, I was out of town. So I don't know all the full details concerning that. I know there was I know they had something here during that time. But I was out of town. And pretty much it was talked about, and then it's been quiet. So,
The reason I asked is because when I was in Detroit last year on that summer tour is when that was all going on, and I went to the official press conference. That's the reason I was asking. Now, let me ask you this, sir. Can you tell us about your life? What did God do to take you from nothing and make you into something?
Well, you know, the Lord called me when I was young. I was hurt. Well, I had my personal encounter about when I was around 9 or 10. And then I received the call of ministry around the age of 13 that he called me. And I believe everything in earth that God creates is of value and of something. I really believe that we all have value. We all have destiny. We all have purpose. And that's according to Genesis 1:26 to Matthew 8:28, that God has given us purpose, and that our supreme purpose in the earth is to walk out His purpose that He has designed, planned, and decreed in our life. So that's what I believe.
Well, let me ask you this. To a person that's listening to this broadcast and they're saying, okay, this preacher is saying that God has a plan for me, what if they want to know how? What would you say to them about how to find out what the plan for their life is?
You'll know the plan of your life, by being connected to the one that created you, with God, because He's the one that has
created you. He had the ability to create you. But the moment he created you, he had a plan for you. So you only know what you've been created for when you know the one that created you.
Oh, that is good. Come on now.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
So that's what I believe. How we come into purpose, how we come into what we really been created for.
Yes.
So that would be my word for that particular individual.
Okay, now let me ask you about your two books. You have one called Launching Out into the Deep, and the other one is My Destiny is Now. Can you tell us about those books and tell the bride where they can find those books?
Okay, number one, you can find my books on Amazon.com. And those books, if you just type in my name, Joseph Wallace, They will pop up. We have them on Kindle version, and we also have them in book form. And they're launching out into the deep. And actually, my definition now was our books that were born out of prayer and study out the Word of God. And so when we summarize launching out into the deep, seeing God's provision for your life. In that book, we talk about how God never called you without providing for you.
Brother.
And what God calls you to.
Yes.
The provision has already been made. We need to understand these things and that, you know, even when he does call us into assignments and into things, that there's going to be trials, there's going to be trouble. But we thank God for the word of the Lord that his word overpowers our difficulty. And so in that book, My Destiny is Now, Launching Out to the Deep, it deals, five chapters. And we deal with some key principles to the Word of God that will show you that God is concerned about you and he's provided for you. And there's no need to worry and to walk in the plan, the purpose that God has for your life. We look at My Destiny is Now, that this is a book that was written this year. So it's only been out roughly 3 to 4 months, and so it's doing very well. We've been doing good with that book, and that book is talking about how the destiny that God has for our life, that it is a now. It is a now destiny, meaning I don't have to wait to get to heaven for what God has for me. I can walk in it now because God's plan for my life, for our lives, is an unfolding plan. So, you know, what God does for us does not happen overnight. But it happens in stages. It happens in phases. What God has for us. But we need to understand that the destiny that God has for us is now. And that God sends people into our life, bring us into the place of destiny, purpose that he has for us.
Yes, he does.
And so we can never talk about destiny outside of people, because God sends people. And so that book was written this year. And then both of those books are decrees, prophetic decrees that you can make even after reading the book, at the end, there was a decree, an affirmation she could speak over your life. So that's a sum total of both those books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about Detroit. You know, Detroit is close to my heart. What in the world is going on in Detroit? What is God doing there?
Well, God is doing great things, and he's rebuilding Detroit. And so he's doing a wonderful thing here in Detroit. So we're very much thankful and grateful how the Lord is raising up this city. And great things are happening here in Detroit. Things are being built. People are coming back into the city. So it's just been a great blessing. So definitely Detroit is a great time and a great season.
Well, I heard Trump the other day on TV. He was saying, I am going to rebuild Detroit. I'm going to help Detroit. I was like, yes, Lord. Because when I was in Detroit last year, they was telling me, many of your people, when I was on the streets witnessing, they were saying, so goes Detroit, so goes the nation. And I was looking around at how sick Detroit was, and I was like, well, that's about the truth. The nation is sick spiritually. So if Detroit is coming back, if Detroit is reviving, then the nation's reviving. Amen. You know, so I very much believe what happens in Detroit is going to happen, or it is happening in the nation. Because Detroit was, when we was prosperous, Detroit was prosperous. You see what I mean?
Right, right.
I know you feel that way living there, you know.
Amen, amen, amen. But we need to understand, us as born-again believers, we live from another system, and that system is the kingdom of God. Where the kingdom of God is, there's order, there's structure, and there's provision. We need to understand that as believers. I think sometimes we don't preach that a lot because so many of us are earth conscious, you know, and what's going on in the earth, that we forget, even in that book, My Destiny Is Now, we deal with how God has sent us in the earth to fix earth's problems. In one of the chapters, I dealt with how Jesus, how disciples, how they were in a wilderness. They were in a desert place. One translation said it was more accurately translated, the wilderness. Then Jesus had got finished healing the sick, and the Bible says that disciples tell Jesus, well, send the multitudes away so they can go eat. And Jesus turns around and gives them responsibility. It says, no, you gifted me. And how they didn't have anything, the multitudes didn't have anything to eat. Disciples were the answers to the multitudes. And so how many of times God sends us into environments, he sends us into regions, territories, because we're the answer to their problems. But many of times we want to be raptured out of problems. But problems, when answered, they create rewards in promotion. So I just believe we, in the kingdom of God, we need to get that revelation. Many times we're so busy, poor Detroit, look what's going on in Detroit. You need to look at how you can be an answer into this system. And so that's what I firmly believe when it comes to the believers, just not in Detroit, but, you know, everywhere, Texas, Tennessee, California, New York, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, you're an answer to someone's from your answer, and God's given you the answer, and when you become the answer, you know, you'll be able to change the world in what you're in.
Right, I got you. Well, let me shift it to your ministry. I saw in your bio that you travel. What is God doing in your ministry lately?
Well, we just got back. As a matter of fact, we just got back Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Well, was in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia, where the power of God was just so powerful. It was so tangible and powerful. How Spirit of the Lord moved. We were there for 3 days, but I ministered two. And the Lord ministered, I ministered on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and the Spirit of the Lord moved. We saw great manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We were set free, we were delivered. Just great things happening. Before then, we were in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Spirit of God met us in a powerful way. And the same thing happened. So, well, I'm seeing the Spirit of the Lord moving, people being touched, healed, delivered. I'm seeing people's lives changing. And I'm just seeing great things. So, thank God for what He's doing. And I give Him the praise and I give Him the glory for the great things that He is doing.
Amen. I would ask you a question that I normally ask all of the guests, but because you are bringing a word to the nation, I'm going to refrain. Usually I ask, if you had 5 minutes to talk to the Bride in America, what would you say? But since you are going to do your sermon to the Bride in America, I'm going to hold off on that. So, brother, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. And when we come back, we are excited to hear what God is going to say through you today. Amen?
Amen.
All right, 1 moment. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Okay, Bride, we are back. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear the word from the Lord from Prophet Waller? Go ahead, sir.
Ma'am, thank you again, woman of God, for this opportunity. And I want to just share something out of the Word of God for the time that we're living in. We are living in times of God's greatness and His demonstration of being seen in the earth. These are definitely not the days of doom and gloom, but this is the day that, these are the days that we're going to see God's kingdom, His glory, His power to be demonstrated in the earth like never before. So this is not the time to be scared, but this is the time to stand up.
Sir, you sound like you're in an echo.
Hello?
You sound very
Hello?
Far off.
Hello? 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 How do I sound now?
You sound like you're in a very far away.
Oh, wow. I wonder what that is. How is it now?
Talk again.
Hello?
Okay, that's better. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and so... I believe we're in a season of where God's glory and His presence is going to be seen. Now, I want to just look at some things in the Word of God quickly. And how long do I have now?
Oh, you got 30 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go to the Word of the Lord. And I just want to look at some things quickly. In God's Word, in Matthew, and I'm going to be moving around in different scriptures.
Hello? Okay, Brian, it looks like he got booted. I'm sure he'll call back in. You know, that happens sometimes with our callers when they call in. So we'll just hold on just a moment.
Sorry, Bright, for that. I got booted, but we're back on. And so, listen, I was just sharing to let you know that, listen, whoever gets in the office, we still have to trust God. Trust doesn't
yes.
die. Because who gets in office, you know?
Yeah.
Trump, whatever. But one thing I have to say is that part of me is happy that this time is over because I've seen so much dishonor and
and
you know, dishonor against the brethren because of what's going on. But listen, we must realize that we're from another kingdom. We're from the kingdom of God. And listen, I think when we really begin to understand that we are from another kingdom, and that kingdom is God, that we will really begin to step in our place as people of God and people of the kingdom, that we'll really begin to step into what God has called us into, and that we won't be, you know, looking for men, but we'll be looking to God. When we look to God, He'll bring us to the people that we need to be you know, the people we need to connect to, the people, you know. So I this is happy times. This is not a... These are not bad times. These are great times. These are times of the kingdom. These are times where God must be lifted up. He must be magnified because We're here to fulfill purpose. We're not here to
come on now, amen.
Be so focused. Some of us are so focused on, you know, what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen. Listen, be focused on
what God's called you to do right now. Listen, because the help is, the help that you need still comes from God. The help that we need still comes from God. It does not come from it does not come from Washington. It doesn't come from your senator, your mayor. It comes from God. And we got to understand what Jeremiah 17 talks about. Cursed be the man that puts that trust in the arms of flesh. Now, with our politicians, we pray for them. We're commanded to pray for them. We pray for them, you know, because I've seen so much dishonor, like I said, amongst the body, but people are dishonoring because of people's choices and all this kind of stuff. Now, can we put this to end and move and repent and move? Because greater days are here in the earth. Great days are here. The Spirit of God is moving. God is healing, delivering, setting free. And these are all things. I think one of the things with this election that has happened, it has caused the church to get their eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ and on a man. And we've got to be so careful when we begin to get our eyes off the one that has assigned us, the one who has called us, and we get into other things. God is not into condemning people. He's not into bashing people, but he's about fulfilling his will in the earth. So I'm just excited for these days, and these days ahead of their great days, their days of God's glory to be seen. And I'm rejoicing, and I'm thanking God for all what he's done, all what he's doing in your life, in my life, and all those that are listening. And so truly, I'm thankful, I'm grateful for what the Lord is doing. I give him praise, I give him glory. You know, I just thank God. There's some of you even on tonight that are listening, that God is healing your body. Supernatural healing is being manifested in your body. And even the Lord is dealing with you. Some of you that's dealing with sugar and blood levels, that they're coming into alignment, and they're coming into alignment with the Word of God, that God said, expect to receive a good report. A good report is coming. Set the Spirit of grace. Watch and see what he's going to do. And some of you, some of you are not, you're believing for healing in different areas in your life. God said, expect to see the manifestation. Oh, my glory. Oh, my glory. Get ready to see the manifestation of my glory to be seen. And I come into agreement into for your healing in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. This day I speak healing, I speak wholeness, and I say, be thou made whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Prophet. Thank you so much for your word tonight. Listen, Bride, we have the honor to pray for him and what he is doing in Detroit, Michigan, and then we're going to ask that he prays for us. Amen. So, Bride, yeah. If you would please bow your head, we're going to come together in agreement for Prophet Waller. Lord, we just come before the throne right now, God. We thank you so much for everything you have done in his life, Lord, to take him where he was, where he is now, Lord. We thank you for planting him in Detroit, Michigan, Lord. We thank you that your plans for him are yes and amen, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for supernatural favor upon our brother, Lord. Give him everything he's going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called him to, Lord. All of the financial provision, Lord. All of the favor he's going to need, every building he's believing you for, Lord, everything he's believing you for, Lord, let it come to pass in Jesus' name, Lord. We speak encouragement into his spirit, Lord, health into his body, Lord, sending people, Lord, that will help him, God. We pray also for an increase in the prophetic downloads from heaven, Lord, wisdom for people when they need it, Lord, and wisdom for his life, period, Lord. We thank you and give you praise for his life and everything you are going to do in him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, brother, if you would pray for our ministry and the bride, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, Father, we just thank you for the bride, and we thank you for this network, and we thank you for this leader. And, Father, we thank you for Sister June, and we bless her. We thank you for
you,
all
Lord.
What you called her to do, Father. Father, I thank you for provision and resources and connections being released unto her, Father. Father, I thank you for magnifying
you,
her voice. I thank you for the bride. I thank you for where you're taking them, for you're taking them into greater places and greater influence in Jesus' name. I thank you for them. I thank you that their cup shall never run dry, but it shall be overflow. There shall be plenty in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her sensitivity. Thank you for this door, Father. I bless them. I bless her. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, brother. You have a good evening.
And you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.